Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Simpson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Wayne Simpson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Mundy. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Mundy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mundy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tolan who is chasing the ball. Mundy reaches third base with a triple. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench fires to third and picks off Mundy. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo bunts towards the mound. Rouchel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geronimo. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rouchel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rouchel takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cheney fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Morgan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bench reaches second base with a double. Tolan moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez is walked intentionally. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tolan tags and scores. Bench tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perez. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Perez steals second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geronimo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bench scores. Perez scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geronimo. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pepitone trying to get to home. Geronimo throws the ball into bench who tags Pepitone who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cardenal moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. One out. Wayne Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Dan McGinn now pitching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields the ball and throws to McGinn covering. Safe. Morgan moves to third. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tolan moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bench is walked intentionally. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rose. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Geronimo strikes out. One out. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Menke moves to second. Wayne Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson bunts towards the mound. McGinn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGinn. Menke scores. Chaney goes all the way around to score. Simpson moves to second. It's 6-0, Reds. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Beckert. Simpson scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Reds. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Reds. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bench is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Perez reaches second base with a double. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Menke hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Santo, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Geronimo takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chaney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simpson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Reds. Don Gullett now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Julian Javier pinch hits for Don Gullett. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rose bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Geronimo hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Munday hits a line drive into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to home to get Martin. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.